these go to 11.
When and where does this real world
the
occur?
World
is run by the man.
Who?
The man.
You're listening to Dialectic
with Dan
and Chase.
I am a golden god!
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcast from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. How you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing pretty good. Sun's finally peeking out. Rain has subsided for the moment. And
for the moment. It's nice. It's been a nice couple of days.
Not bad. Not bad at all. And, well, speaking of which, we got a pretty nice playlist coming up here for everybody. Chase, do you want to tell them what our theme is this week?
Absolutely. Our theme this week, something I've been wanting to do for a while, but I don't know. I don't know if you'd call this a cop-out theme.
You know what? I like this theme because it allows us to just play music that we want.
It's music that we've been listening to.
Yeah.
That's the theme. The theme is what we're listening to right now. What's on our current playlists?
Yeah. And so you're just really going to hear our tastes. Our tastes are just really going to come out in this episode. I got a lot of songs that I've been starting to get into. And
yeah, sure, I've got some new bands that I found recently that I've been really digging, so I'm really excited for this.
So to kick it off, I'll take the first set here. I'm going to kick it off with a Beach House song. A good friend of mine just started listening. Well, they've been listening to Beach House forever. I didn't know this, but a lot of hip-hop artists sample Beach House.
Really?
Didn't know that. Yeah. There's a Kendrick Lamar song they sample. I think there's a Kanye West song they sample Beach House.
I'll have to go through that and like try to figure out
which
songs have sampled.
So I just started listening to them. This is off their album Bloom, which is an older album. I just kind of didn't know where to start, so I dove in with the album that had Myth, because I really like the song Myth. And this song is called Lazuli, and this is Beach House off of their album In Bloom, Lazuli. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That was a Vampire Weekend song you just heard. It's called M79. That's off their first album, self-titled, What would you call that?
Yeah, self-titled.
Self-titled? Yeah, Vampire Weekend. And then just before that, you heard a song by my good friend Sasha, a.k.a. Strud Monroe. And it's called We're Just Like the Moon. You can check him out on Spotify. He'd appreciate the stream money. It's 0.07 cents every time you click play, so... He'd appreciate that. So,
mash that stream button.
Yeah, just when you go to sleep tonight, just leave it on silent and let it play. And then finally, the first song was that Beach House song called Lazuli.
All right, I like that a lot.
Thanks, man. Yeah, well, you got me into Vampire Weekend.
I'm really glad that you started listening to Vampire Weekend. It's one of my favorite bands of all time. So
starting to dig it. Yeah, totally. But I'm excited to hear what you have coming up here.
Yeah, I mean... Every time Beach Pit comes out with a new song, I just feel obligated to play it on here.
Why not?
I have to.
Local.
Right? I mean, local band, Beach Pit, this is their new track. It's called Shampoo Bottles, and it's great. Here it is.
I've been leaving your shampoo bottles over in the corner there. Sitting empty on the bathtub, real wishing they could wash your hair. Yeah, I keep them by that crumb of fancy soap and your toothbrush at my bathroom sink. Your cell phone charger's still hanging from the wall. Haven't chucked it all like you think. Though you haven't been around in weeks. I've run out of my speed stick, honey, so I have been using yours. It's freaking trash, all that organic you are from one of your health food stores. It's seemingly worse than every day. All this shit of yours around my house. If I could have had it any other way, then by now I would have chucked it out. But it seems to want to stick around. Yeah.
FunDrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
This was okay, I think. Oh my god. Is that? Yeah.
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out?
It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings... Publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyber web? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions, CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Not loneliness. Join a collective. All right. Welcome back, everybody. You just heard Peach Pit's brand new song, Shampoo Bottles, followed by We Are the City with Song in My Head, and finally, Biba Doobie with She Plays Bass.
Biba Doobie.
What a great name for an artist right there.
I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot because every time you're like, hey, man, what have you been listening to? You're like, look. Biba Doobie?
Oh, yeah, we've been listening to a little Biba Doobie, you know? Sorry, you've been listening to what?
Biba Doobie. I like that. That was nice, man. That was a good set. Good set. Yeah. I really like that Peach Pit track. I'm excited for whenever they put that album out. We'll have to
I'm stoked.
It.
I'm, like, chomping at the bit every day, checking Spotify, like, hey, is that album out yet?
You'll definitely be hearing that Peach Pit album. I can confidently say you'll be here from us. You will be here.
You will probably hear every song on the album eventually. Through listening to this show.
So, shall we move on?
I think we shall. Yeah, it's all up to you, Dan.
Oh, no pressure. No pressure. Well, the first track I got here is kind of a collaboration. Two groups from, I think they're both from Vancouver. I know the Zolas are from Vancouver. But this is the Zolas and Yukon Blonde.
Yukon Blonde's also from Vancouver.
Okay, nice. Yeah, so a little Vancouver collab. And this is a cover of a pretty popular song you'll probably know. It's called Handle With Care. So here you go. This is the Zolas and Yukon Blonde, Handle With Care.
Changeable situations, time. Somebody stop this joy ride. I'm feeling older than my 35 years. One more cryptic message, thinking that I might end it. Oh God, you must have woken up to me saying that it's all too much. I'll take it easy with the morbid stuff.
Darling, my hands are caught in the net and they're tearing thin. really stop me from thinking of you.
I know you wonder why you wish you were dead. And there's no solace in the fact that it's all in your head. Try not to focus on the pain that you're in. Just keep on digging down with your pail of tin.
If it hurts, well it hurts.
Alrighty, welcome back. You just heard an Alex Cameron track there. That was called Stranger's Kiss, featuring Angel Olsen. Before that, you heard a little Father John Misty off of his album God's Favorite Customer. That's called Please Don't Die. And before that, you heard an unbelievable Zolas track, probably one of my favorite songs. I mean, I love the Zolas. What a band. What a
Yeah, and I mean, the drummer really killing it on that track.
The drummer was killing it on that track. Probably one of the best drummers in the game, so... if you aren't familiar with the Zolas, especially the drummers,
go check them out.
Go check them out.
Yeah, go check them Absolutely. Out. Listen to all their stuff.
And that, again, that was Handle With Care by the Zolas and Yukon Blonde. Chase, why don't we...
Yeah, I like that you played the Father John Misty track there, too. That's someone I've been listening to for a long time. Love Father John Misty.
I like him. I got to get more into his back catalog. I've heard most of the new stuff, like anything after Pure Comedy... I'm more familiar with, but I've heard very good things about I Love You, Honey Bear. And
that's my favorite album.
Yeah. Everyone who likes Father John Misty, I know, is like, better than Pure Comedy. And I was like,
I kind of
really?
Feel bad because it's like that, like everybody's favorite album by him, but also it's a really good album.
If it's
so.
Good, yeah, man, I mean, no shame.
So we're going to get into another band I've been listening to for a while. I discovered them at a music festival in... my hometown of Boise, Idaho.
Boise?
Called Treefort Music Festival. And they were amazing. And that is why with a question mark. So it's W-H-Y question mark. Yeah, you gotta don't forget the question mark. And this is a song that they have with La 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 called Siren 042.
Thank you. It's the Shindig 2020 Finals. CITR's 16-band Blood Sport Elimination Challenge is coming to a dramatic close on Friday, January 31st at Redgate Art Society. The four surviving bands are going head-to-head in one final night of a no-holds-barred musical knockout. Come down to Redgate this Friday to catch it all go down. Doors are at 8 p.m., $10 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
You were the dead of night.
right. Welcome back. That song right there was Winter Sleep with Forest Fire. Before that, you heard No Vacation and their song Beach Bummer, and then La 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 and Why with a question mark, Siren 042.
That's good stuff. Yeah, I enjoy it. I like Winter Sleep a lot.
It's weird because this is basically my playlist right now.
That's exactly what you're
like. All of these songs are just on my current playlist that I listen to daily, so it's like I'm driving in the car right now.
Nice, nice. Well, unfortunately, I think that about does it for us.
Just
today.
About, yeah.
We got 8 minutes left. We're probably going to play one, maybe two songs. But yeah, we just want to say thanks for listening, everybody out there.
Thanks for tuning in. Another week, another dialectic.
Another week, another dialectic. That's what we're talking about.
We'll be back next week, same time. Same place.
Same time, same place.
Well, you can be any place.
Yeah, you can be any place. There is a radio or online streaming abilities. Don't go anywhere. Don't go camping.
No, like make sure you're not like out of service next Wednesday, 4 to 5.
Make sure you're like within service. Yes, it'd be very important.
But if you do miss it, all of our episodes are podcasted.
So you can go online at citr.ca and go ahead and find us, Dialectic. Or you can follow us on Instagram.
What a segue.
Yeah, at dialectic_radio. We'll be posting a bit more. Chase and I agree that we need to kind of...
We're going to up our game a little bit.
Up our game a little bit, as they say. Yeah,
yeah. So we will be a good follow. Go hit that follow button.
Yeah, go hit that follow. We won't bother you. We'll just give you some interesting stuff to listen to.
We're not going
to
spam you.
No. We're not going to post weird selfies. Don't worry. I mean, maybe a couple, but not too many.
All right. Well, we're going to close her out. Thank you guys so much. This is Ages and Ages, Needle and Thread.
Could be the news I see making a mess of me. Maybe I'm wrong. I can't help but wonder though if I should have been aware of this all. Strange, it all changes. This world keeps pushing me out.